You may be seated. In this season of Advent, we are talking about exchanging things. God offers us the gift of exchanging things in our world that are not helpful with divine gifts that are liberating and transform our lives for the better. And it is through our relationship with Jesus Christ, which is the greatest gift that we have received, that we can exchange the worry of our world for the peace that surpasses all understanding. And so our scripture this morning comes from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of the words that we hear most at Christmas is peace. We hear it in both secular and sacred circles. It is stitched on hand towels and etched on Christmas cards. And yet, it seems elusive to us. Most of the time, we know that we have more chaos than peace in this broken world that we live in. We live in a place where war and violence is commonplace, where people fight with their words, with their hands, and with weapons. And yet, there's something within us that longs for peace. In this season, we call Jesus the Prince of Peace. And that is a reference to Isaiah 9:6. It says, "A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." But what does that mean for us? Living in the Advent season, those of us who are waiting, watching, and anticipating. If Jesus is the Prince of Peace, then Jesus' presence in our life should usher in peace. The thing that steals our peace in the world is our worry. And worry is simply allowing your mind to dwell on things that are beyond your control. Does anybody here know about worry? I got an amen early today. Worry, it steals our time. It increases negative physical reactions in our bodies. We have hypertension, stress, and anxiety, and it robs us from peace and joy in our life. Jesus knew that we were people who worried, and in Luke 12, one of the verses when he's teaching about worry, Jesus says this, "Who among you by worrying can add a single moment to your life?" Now, I want to pause to say that that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be planning and thinking ahead. In fact, Jesus tells us that we are to be prepared. We are to think ahead, but that is different from worrying. Worrying is wrapping our mind around things that are beyond our control, things that haven't even happened yet, that may never happen. And worry keeps us from experiencing peace in our life. We are called to be people who plan ahead, who plan for the best, and let God do the rest. Now, that's easy to say and pretty hard to practice. But this scripture gives us some clues about how we can exchange our worry for God's peace. It says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God." When we find our minds running wild, this scripture says that we need to stop and pray. Does your mind ever run wild? Do you ever like chase a rabbit and all of a sudden you think, oh my goodness, how in the world did I get here? Our minds can go crazy sometimes worrying about what is there. And so when we have those moments when we are all caught up in the worry, it should be a red flag for us to stop, to breathe, and to take that to God in prayer. Now, how many times have we heard, take it to God in prayer and leave it there? Have you ever heard that? Okay, show of hands, who can do that? Who's great at that? Yeah, me either. I'm not great at that. Like, I can take it to God, but somehow I'm like, all right, God, thanks. I'm going to pick this up and take it back with me. That was nice. It's hard, right? It's hard to do that, but there's this piece of this scripture that I think gives us this beautiful clue about how to do that. Not just do we take our requests and make them known to God, but we do it with thanksgiving. And I think that's such an important piece because what I have realized is it is very hard to be worried and be thankful at the very same time. Because worry is very self-centered. It's about us. And so when we're worried, we're thinking about everything that's going on and our focus goes down and it's just so focused in on what's happening in our life. Even if it's about somebody else, it's self-centered. But when we're giving thanks, we can't help but look up. We can't help but say, God, you have done so much. And when you begin to be thankful, you begin to see all the many things that God has done that you can be thankful for. And it raises you from being worried about the things here that are right in front of you in your life that are consuming you to looking up to what God is doing and to being thankful. It changes your focus to give thanks. For example, one of a common worry that we have as humans is about money. And when we are worried about money, when we're worried about finances, every decision in our life seems to connect back to that. That's how worry works. When we're worried about something, everything that we touch in our daily lives connects us back to that worry. But when we take a moment to pause and to remember all the ways in which God has continued to bless us throughout our life and we give thanks for that, we are reminded that God cares for us, that God loves us, that God wants the very best for us. And even if we find ourselves in a situation where we don't have the resources we want or need, we know that ultimately God will provide for us. And that changes our focus. Prayer and thanksgiving refocuses our energy in ways that reduce our worry and increase our peace. But we have to choose that. I believe choosing to rest in God's peace is something that we have to be able to choose. In Isaiah 32:17, it says, "The effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever." I think choosing peace is something that we need to make a conscious decision to do. Just this week, I was talking to someone who was worrying, and they said to me, "I don't know if my faith is strong enough." And it just kind of took me back by surprise because I know this person, and I know that they have a strong faith, and I know that they were worried about a situation, and then that worry created anxiety, and then they were worried about not having enough faith. And do you see how that's not helpful? To be worried about something and then to be worried about being worried about something. That is causing a cycle of anxiety. And I think that that's something that oftentimes we do. Worry creates more worry. And so we get into this habit of worrying, and it's a cycle. And I don't think that that's what God would have us to do. So people might argue with me on this, but I don't think that worry is a reflection of the strength of our relationship with God. I believe worry is more of a choice. Perhaps it's a habit for us, a habit that needs to be broken. Sometimes I actually think we use worry to comfort ourselves, which kind of sounds confusing until you think about it. If we aren't in control of a situation and we can't do anything about it, then worry becomes the thing that we put our energy into because there's nothing else we can do. Have you ever done that? There's nothing I can do about this situation. I'm going to sit around to worry about it. Oh, no, then now I need to sit around to worry about it. Okay, now I'm worried, and it just grows and grows until you are worried about something. And here's the other crazy thing in the middle of it. Don't you find yourself thinking, all this worrying is just not helping me. I should worry more. It's a cycle. It's a habit. It's something that we choose. But in the same way, if worry is something that we choose, then I believe that peace is something that we can also choose. That we can choose to trust God, not to stop ourselves. We can stop ourselves from overthinking things, and we can change our patterns of processing in a way that refocuses us on trusting God. And as I was thinking about this morning, I thought, what we need to hear as those who love God is not you should trust God more, but that you should lean into that more. If we trust God with our lives, then we need to allow God's trust to impact us in our daily lives. I believe that what happens is when we choose to quiet our minds and we change our patterns of behavior, we learn to trust God even more than we currently do. So instead of a cycle of worrying to worry that's increasing worry, we can change that cycle. We can trust God. We can lean into it. We can be a part of God's peace and understanding and love and grace and live into that cycle that gives us peace in our life instead of choosing to be in a cycle of worry. See, I don't think it's about how much faith we have, but I think it's about our choice to lean into that faith. And if perhaps you're sitting there and thinking, no, Mandy, I need more faith, then I think this very same thing works on that level too. Because the more we trust God, the more God works in our life, the more we are able to trust God, the more we trust God, the more it works in our life. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a circle. The more we do it, the easier it is, the more peace we have in our life. So if you want to worry and you want to be uptight and you want to have anxiety, just keep doing it. Who wants that? No, I don't want that. I want peace. I want to sit in God's presence and find peace in the middle of chaos. And I have to take some responsibility in that because God is offering me that peace. God wants you to have peace. God wants you to have peace that surpasses all understanding, which means that in a world of chaos, you can have peace. God wants that for us. But we have to take some responsibility in that. We have to lean into the way that we trust God. We have to lean into our faith and say, God, I'm going to sit here in your presence. I'm going to be in this place of peace. I am going to choose to let my worry go away and to be present, knowing that you love me, knowing that you have the best interest for me, that you want the best for me. And the more we lean into that, and the more we choose that, the more our relationship with God grows, and the more peace we have in our life. This process of choosing each day to lean into faith and trust, it is hard at first. It is much easier to continue our behavior of worrying because that's what we're used to. That's what brings us comfort in this whole idea of leaning into trust is not as easy. But over time, it changes us. It changes us and it becomes easier and easier to live in the peace of Christ. So this Advent season, I want you to hear the good news that Jesus Christ came into the world because God loves you so much, that God wanted a relationship with you that would bring about peace in your life, that would bring about peace that is beyond all understanding, that in the chaos of this world, you can have peace. And you can choose it. You can choose to lean into your faith, to lean into the grace of God, and to know that God loves you, to be thankful, to give thanks for all the ways that God continues to be faithful to you. Because in that, we find the assurance of the love and the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding. So this Advent season, set aside your fruitless worry. Lean into and trust God and give God thanks and praise. And remember the words of Isaiah. For unto us a son is given, and authority will be on his shoulders, and he will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.